The following is a paid program on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton of RE/MAX Infinity, Inc. The views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of this station. The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Good morning, Newfoundland and Labrador. Welcome to the Real Estate Show on 590 VOCM. Terry Lynn Jones on this June 5th, our first show of June. Good morning.
First show of June. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I am very well. You enjoyed your weekend?
I did. It was absolutely fabulous. It was a very busy weekend work-wise, and I had a lot of fun doing so.
Yeah, a lot on the go.
There is,
at RE/MAX Infinity. There is an awful lot on the go. And good morning to you, Nicole.
Good morning, Jim and Terry Lynn. How are you guys today?
Good. And how are things at A-Plus Mortgage Group?
Things are busy at A-Plus Mortgage Group.
Yeah, looking forward to talking to you in the next segment. We're going to be talking to you about renewing your mortgage.
Yes.
And the bare necessities. Yeah, we're going to talk about the bare necessities, Terry Lynn. And what you're going to need if you're thinking about major renovations. What you need to know about that. So we're going to be talking. I'm looking forward to that, Nicole.
Me too.
Terry Lynn, New Victorian Homes. Dieter Stoppitzer is coming in, and Ian Sullivan. Of course, Dieter is the owner of New Victorian Homes, and Ian Sullivan, the manager.
Yes, we're going to have a little conversation with them today about the various products they're building in their subdivisions throughout the St. John's area.
Yeah, it's going to be good to be talking to them about all the new homes that are going up in numerous subdivisions in the greater St. John's area. Bill Sterling, the Chief Executive Officer of the Newfoundland Labrador Association of Realtors, is coming in.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to chatting with Bill. I know the Newfoundland Labrador Association of Realtors is having a big conference coming up in September, so that's going to be quite interesting to discuss.
Yeah, always exciting when we talk about conferences and getting together with our colleagues and discussing changes that are happening within our industry. Newfoundland Labrador Association of Realtors, Bill is going to be in, talking also about the continuing education for realtors.
Yes, which is a new thing that's put in place and definitely needed and favorable in the industry.
Yeah, and the role that Newfoundland Labrador Association of Realtors plays in the public protection. I'm going to be looking forward to talking to Bill about that.
Yes.
Little Miss Realtor is going to be in, Sherry Butt, going to be talking to us about building relationships and what's happening in the world of real estate with Sherry. And of course, me and you are going to be talking about the inventory.
We are, yes.
And we got a couple of call-outs. Doug Cowan, things are really happening up at Dunn's Hill Estates. We're going to be talking to Doug at the closing of the show. But right now, on the line, I think we have Jill Osmond. Are you there, Jill?
I am, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Hey, Jill, are you there?
I am here, Jim.
Yeah, what do you think of Our House?
I like that song.
Yeah, I love that song. It goes great with pizza, which I had with you last week up at that beautiful property at Cedarhurst.
Yes, that was a really great time, and the weather was fantastic on Thursday, so I'm really glad that you came out. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a beautiful home. Let's talk a little bit about that home.
No problem. So 8 Cedarhurst is in Richmond Hill. It's on the top of a cul-de-sac. Fantastic house with 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, a double-car garage. You can sit on the patio and have a lovely discussion with the fantastic neighbors up there, because I've been up there many times. And it's got an open kitchen, living room, dining room, full finished basement, and it's smartly priced at $627. It's a beautiful home.
743-2326 is your cell number for anyone out there that wants to reach you, right?
Yes, they can call me anytime.
What else is happening in the world of real estate?
So last week, I just listed a great property, 2-apartment home on 79 Carlisle Drive, which is in Elizabeth Park, and it's a super, super amazing location because there's tons of neighbors. It's close to Paradise Elementary. Mount Pearl Senior High is actually not too far, and the tenant that's currently there wishes to stay, and he's paying $775, which is really nice in that area.
Wow, that sounds like a nice property.
It is, and I had an open house there this past Saturday, and I had tons of traffic, so it was awesome.
That's really good, Jill. 743-2326, folks, if you want to reach out to Jill on any of those two properties.
Yes, definitely. And this one was priced at $325, just in case anybody is curious about how much it is.
$325. That's a great price.
It is. Smartly priced, Jim.
Yeah. Okay. So listen, anything else you want to talk about today?
I had a price reduction on my spot on 568 Empire Avenue. It's now $169.9. A single-family home in city center of St. John's. I love this little property.
Yeah, it's a great buy for anyone looking at getting into home ownership. Here's a great way to start. I mean, $169,000 on Empire Avenue in the city of St. John's.
Yes, with double driveway. I mean, it's a great little spot.
Nicole George with A Plus Mortgage Group. I just want to reach out to you for a moment. What is the monthly cost on that for the mortgage payment on $169,000?
The mortgage payment on that a month is $706.
$706 a month, Jill?
Wow, that is really, really affordable, Jim.
Yeah, it really is. So listen, lots happening with you. You're extremely busy.
Yes, and one of the reasons that I had to do a open house on Saturday instead of Sunday was because we were helping with the phone bank for the Janeway Telethon, and it was a awesome experience.
Yeah, you know what? RE/MAX agents have a big place in our heart for the children of our province, and of course, the Children's Miracle Network. The Janeway Telethon was yesterday a big success, as always. And I applaud you and all the RE/MAX agents that give a portion of your income on every transaction to the children at the Janeway Hospital.
It's definitely a worthwhile cause, Jim, and it's my pleasure.
Okay, well, listen, happy selling. Have a great day. Folks, if you want information on anything to do with real estate, reach out to Jill Osmond, 743-2326. Have a great day, Jill.
Great. Thanks a lot, Jim. Bye.
Bye. We got to take a break, folks, on The Real Estate Show. I'll be right back at 590 VOCM.
The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton of RE/MAX Infinity, Inc. will be right back. This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
And we're back at The Real Estate Show at 590 VOCM here on Kenmount Road. Good morning, Nicole. It's great to have you in on this segment.
Good morning, Jim. It's so great to be here.
Yeah. Now, listen, folks, if you're thinking about doing a major renovation, you need to know some certain things.
You do.
For the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities or Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare.
You need to know the recipe, the bare necessities, Nicole.
The bare necessities.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. If someone's thinking about doing a major renovation, what exactly do they need to know? What do they need to have ready to come to see you? You need to have some particular information, I'm thinking, pertaining to the exact quotes?
Yeah, so generally for doing any form of a renovation on your home, you're going to want to have the quotes and the cost of materials and know exactly what you're doing. Depending on if it's a small renovation, a large renovation, you might need to see your new plans for the house or just simply down to the quote for the flooring. That's essentially what you would need.
So you need to have an understanding of the cost of the work that's going to be involved.
Yes.
And then I'm thinking you're going to need to make sure that if you're pulling that equity out as a finished product, you're going to need an appraisal probably done.
Yes.
To satisfy the lender.
Yep. So and it depends, I guess, and if you're doing, say, a purchase plus improvements, you probably wouldn't need an appraisal on that because your quotes would be sufficient enough for the renovation. But if you're doing a refinance plus improvements, we would bring an appraiser in to look at the value of the house currently and then a value of your house when the renovation is done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So a value after the product has been installed.
Yes.
If you're looking at an extension on your kitchen, mm-hmm. and you're living in your current home now and you want to get that done, you can help people with that.
I sure can help people with that.
What about renewing your mortgage? If someone's out there now and they want, the mortgage is coming up in July, but they're with another lender, can they call you and talk to you about what you can offer them?
They sure can. And you know what? If you're looking to get a better rate and possibly switch lenders, it's all free of charge to the client.
763-3124. I think that's the magic number.
That is the magic number.
763-3124 for Nicole George at A Plus Mortgage Group. Let's talk a little bit about the current interest rate. I'm interested to know what that is. I mean, for the folks out there, what is the rates are really low today, Terry.
The rates are really low.
They are, yeah. It's a fabulous time to get into home ownership.
What is the rate? It's so low.
Right now, the 5-year variable is 1.95%, and then the 5-year fixed is 2.44%.
2.44%.
2.44%.
For a 5-year fix.
For a 5-year fix, the stability is great.
That is incredible. I think that's an amazing rate.
Oh my gosh, for sure. The rates today are amazing.
Let's say someone's mortgage is up for renewal at the end of June.
Yeah.
Is it too late for them to call you?
It is not too late for them to call me.
All right. So you would need to reach out to them, probably go see them at their home.
Yep.
Or they can come see you at your office.
Yes.
And what particular information would they need to give you?
So we'd have to do an application and just make sure the employment and the credit and everything is fine. And then once we've established that, it'd be time to move forward with the renewal and getting them a better rate.
So Nicole, is there any cutoff period to come and ask for that renewal?
No, generally you want to give yourself about 2 weeks prior to your renewal date, but there is ways around it so we can figure out exactly how to make sure you're not locked into any rate if it has to go over a little bit.
Okay.
Yep.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the rate would be competitive. I mean, 2.44 is probably among the lowest rate right now in the industry. I mean, I 30 years in the business, I don't think I've ever seen it this low, Terry Lynn. 2.44 for a 5-year term.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
It is pretty incredible. And like you said, it's a great time to buy a house right now.
How long would it take? I'm just wondering how long it would take. By the time you sit down with somebody and they want to switch their mortgage, I mean, you know, does it take a week or two for you to approve the mortgage?
You can really approve it within 24 hours. And then by the time I do my application to when it closes, generally about two and a half weeks.
I guess some people renewing today at 2.44, they qualify for that rate, because I'm sure there's a qualifying criteria for
there
that.
There is, yes.
So if someone wants to renew at that rate and they're qualified, and let's say they had, you know, 3.5% when they started out 10 years ago. I mean, maybe they locked in for 10 years. I don't know. Just given this hypothetical situation.
Yep.
They could probably shorten their amortization by going with the lower rate and keeping the same payment.
They could. So they could, with every mortgage, you get prepayment privileges. So they can utilize their prepayment privileges and help shorten their amortization. And even going to an accelerated biweekly payment will help shorten your amortization.
Let's just back up a bit. I want to talk a little bit about the renovation side. If someone's going to be looking at taking out a higher mortgage, they may want to look at getting an additional life insurance to cover that, right?
For sure. And that is something that is important to a lot of my clients, is making sure that they're covered in the event of anything ever happening and that their mortgage is paid off.
I guess another question you may ask people too is if they're looking at selling soon,
yes,
then maybe they're better off taking a variable rate.
Yeah, we definitely talk about their future goals. That's one of my main things I have in conversations with my clients, is what are your plans if you were to sell, and making sure that if they're not in a variable rate and they're in a fixed, they're in a portable mortgage. So we always have conversations about future goals.
Yeah. And I guess there's always the payment that a client is approved for.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the payment that the client is comfortable with.
Yes.
Two different ones.
There is two different ones. And we always talk about, what's your budget? What's your reasonable budget that you can afford to spend? Not what you can have, what you want to spend.
The big thing too with a variable rate, I guess, is the fluctuation that may happen in the marketplace. By having the fixed rate, you're locked in for that time period.
Yeah.
But if you go with a variable rate, if it fluctuates, we're not seeing much fluctuation right now. But if it does happen, that five-year term is going to look awful good.
That five-year term is going to look awful good.
Yeah.
Because it's fixed, it's stability, and people like stability.
Yeah, I love stability. 2.44 for a five-year term. That's incredible. Nicole George, A-Plus Mortgage Group, 763-3124. For all your solutions when it comes to mortgages, folks, reach out to Nicole at A-Plus Mortgage Group.
We're going to take a break here on The Real Estate Show at 590 VOCM.
The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton of RE/MAX Infinity, Inc. will be right back. This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
I read a book the other day that changed my life in every way. Now I'm doing my part. I'm working on a building of love. Gonna build it in the name of everyone.
Working on a building of love. Boy, I tell you, new Victorian homes are doing that for sure in so many different areas in St. John's and surrounding area. Dieter Staubitzer, the owner of New Victorian Homes, is here. How are you, Dieter?
I'm doing great, Jim. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And Ian Sullivan, the manager of New Victorian Homes. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, Jim. How are you?
It's great to have both you guys in. Listen, guys, what's happening? I mean, we got so many great things going on in new home construction with New Victorian Homes. Of course, working on a building of love in different areas. Grand Meadows, Mercury Drive, a lot of great things going on over there.
Yeah, Grand Meadows is doing very well. We've got a new phase which is going to be coming on stream, another 30, 40 lots.
Yeah.
Putting in some new ones now, a couple of pre-sales.
Really good. I mean, of course, Grand Meadows, I mean, it's got the daycare there, it's got the school, it's got all that shopping nearby and the access. It's great for raising a family. And, of course, Adams Pond. I mean, a lot of great things going on over at Adams Pond, just across the street from Grand Meadows.
Yeah, we're just starting another one in Adams Pond, working on a nice plan. We should be in the council in, I don't know, a week or so.
Yeah, and Granville Coast, same thing down there. I mean, beautiful on the water. I mean, some great neighbors down there, too, I hear.
Yeah,
we always talk about the neighbors down there.
Terry Lynn is down there.
Yeah, Terry Lynn is down there. Yes, that's right. Yes, Terry Lynn is down there. Absolutely, yes. Terry Lynn, you like living down there?
I do. It's absolutely beautiful. And now that the weather is turning nice, it's gorgeous.
Don't want to put you on the spot or anything, but how was your experience at New Victorian Homes?
Amazing. The best.
Really?
Absolutely the best.
There you go. Another great, satisfied client, Dieter.
Well, thank you very much.
I was into my house long before we had thought, so
yeah,
I was well ahead of schedule.
You know what? All joking aside, New Victorian Homes, 738-7000 is the phone number for anyone who wants to reach out and talk to them. Outstanding people when it comes to new home construction and or renovations. We know firsthand
Yes,
but by the way, how was your experience with the renovations, commercial renovations with New Victorian Homes at RE/MAX Infinity?
Again, amazing. And everything went as planned. And there were no surprises. There weren't any hiccups. And we got in the building probably again sooner than we thought.
We did. Great, great renovations. Everybody keeps commenting on our building. And of course, that's because of New Victorian Homes. Diversified, doing new home construction and renovations. And also, not only in the subdivisions, but you guys will reach out to people and look at infill lots of, different areas. You guys will go out and probably Absolutely, Torbay yeah. or Flat Rock.
You'll We're build doing a house. Some now, Jim.
Yeah, exactly. So River's Edge at Southlands, let's talk about that a bit. $269,900 for a wonderful property in Southlands.
We're finally getting some finished off in River's Edge now, and there's a couple of model homes which are furnished. They look beautiful. And we're at the stage now, I think we're going to see pumped up activity, and there people can actually touch, feel, see, and if I'm not mistaken, Ian, we've got another three or four units going in over there.
Absolutely, we got two pre-sales that we're doing also, and landscaping is all started over there as well.
Hey, you know what's happening this Sunday? The mega open house at River's Edge on June 11th, right?
Absolutely.
It is this Sunday from 12 to 4. It's going to be a catered barbecue, and we're also going to have some prizes to give away. New Victorian Homes will be on site that day, as well as some Team Burton representatives, and also some mortgage people will be there.
Yeah, 682-7600 is Ted Williams. Of course, Ted pretty well lives over there. He's so busy.
He does.
Yeah, he's in there all the time. For anyone out there that wants to get information on River's Edge at Southlands, Ted Williams, 682-7600. Ted's busy today. He couldn't come in with us. He's out with people running around showing homes. So yeah, the mega open house, that's going to be fun. We got that model home over there. It's a great property, and we can show you some of the properties over there too for $269,900, brand new in Southlands.
It's an amazing price.
And how about the Galway project? My golly, guys, you guys got a lot going on. That's really exciting, Dieter.
Galway's exciting. I drove into Galway the first time now in a few weeks. I drove in 2-3 days ago.
Yes.
And I was so impressed. The amount of equipment in there and the amount of energy that's being spent on that project, it's going to set a new mark for developers in St. John's. The street lighting, the way the curbs are done, the setbacks of the homes, even your front part of your driveway is already poured with a concrete ramp. The islands, the green space, the trees planted is absolutely going to be a new standard for development.
First impressions are lasting impressions. And when you get that first impression of driving into beautiful Galway, you're left with, oh my golly, what's next? Because there's going to be a lot of great things to come over there.
Absolutely. And it's a mixed development, which are long overdue for. You know, you're going to have a blend of everything in there. I'd recommend people going in there, but not going in there to have a look right now unless you're accompanied by one of us or myself or Ian or so on. There's so much heavy equipment in there, and there's still some gravel roads to get in. Once you get inside, it's all paved. It's beautiful. If you do want to go in, I suggest you give our office a call, and we'd be glad to escort you in there and show you around.
738-7000.
Yeah.
Or reach out to me, Jim Burton, 682-8663, and we'll take you over. Yeah.
Absolutely. It is beautiful, and it's going to be something.
Folks, if you're not living in the greater St. John's area and you're wondering what we're talking about, it's galwayliving.ca, G-A-L-W-A-Y, living.ca. It's the first of its kind in Newfoundland Labrador, as Dieter said. We talk about it being the place to live, the place to work, and a place to play, Ian.
Absolutely. It's a great spot.
What's going on with these patio homes?
We're started our model home in there now. Foundation's probably going in today. We're starting another beautiful spec home. We're also starting what we refer to as patio homes. These are attached, executive-style homes, ultra-modern, top-of-the-line finishes. There's going to be 7 started originally. I've been toying with this idea for a while.
Yes.
Let's do something special. You don't see this very often. I don't know if I've ever seen it in construction in Newfoundland on new homes. We are going to offer a pre-construction sale. We're in for permits now at the city. We should have permits within a day or so, and we're going to start. This is a pre-construction sale.
Normally we see sales in general. Are you talking about a little bit of a sale here? It's kind of exciting.
It is a sale, and it's pre-construction only, limited time. It's only going to be for 2 months from the time we start digging there. And it's on the first 7 units only. We're going to offer $20,000 off or whatever shape or form, but a discount of $20,000.
Yeah.
Or we'll develop the basement, $30,000.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So these are substantial offerings.
Wow, imagine your full basement done over there. You could do that, Ian.
You can do absolutely your full basement.
That sounds to me like win-win.
I think so. I don't think anything's been offered like this before. We've had a lot of interest in these, and we wanted to go to market with something really special.
And history has shown that if you're the first in to a new development, you get the choice lot, and you get the introductory prices. This is bonus, because you're getting your basement developed. So you got 60 days to take advantage of this. Need to reach out to New Victorian Homes for more information with Dieter, 738-7000.
I wasn't going to talk about that today, but I let the cat out of the bag. We don't have our advertising done for this package yet. Nobody knows. You guys were only informed yesterday. Hot off the press.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, listen, 738-7000, New Victorian Homes. Reach out to them and get more details. Or reach out to myself or Terry Lynn. Terry Lynn's number is 699-7587. Or you can reach out to me at 682-8663.
We'll be back in a few minutes here on The Real Estate Show at 590 VOCM.
The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton will be right back. This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show at 590 VOCM, and in the studio right now with us is Bill Sterling, the Chief Executive Officer of the Newfoundland Labrador Association of Realtors. Good afternoon, Bill.
Good afternoon, Jim.
A lot of great things going on The Real Estate Show, and a lot of great things going on with the Newfoundland Labrador Association of Realtors. Bill, it's great to have you back in. I noticed that the continuing education is a big thing now for realtors. We've been emerged into that, and it's good to see that. I'm excited about that.
We think that a professional realtor is a well-educated realtor. And I think it's important that members of ours commit to long-term learning and to continuous education. We're really pleased this year to have launched a new continuing education program. We call it the Realtor Professional Development Program. And it's aimed at making sure that our members are well aware of new trends, new technology, developments in the marketplace, that sort of thing.
In aviation, we refer to the best safety device in any airplane is a well-trained pilot.
Absolutely.
I think in the home buying experience, using your realtor, the best safety device is a well-trained realtor.
Absolutely, and we think so too. We're one of the few jurisdictions in the country where you can get your real estate license and not have to do any continuing education to keep your license. So we feel that it's important to do that, and our members feel it's important to do that. So we now have it as a condition of membership in our association that our members have to do a minimum of 12 credit hours every 2 years of continuing professional development.
I know that Terry Lynn in our office at RE/MAX Infinity does a fair bit of training with the realtors, and you can see that it makes a huge difference in the life and success of one's business too.
It does, absolutely. It makes a big difference in how they handle their clients and how they approach clients.
Yeah, the general
pick up clients, general public, right?
Yeah. Well, Jim, you think back to the days when we got started in the real estate business.
Exactly,
I mean,
Bill.
You know how much the industry has changed.
Oh, my golly.
And how much it changes.
Years.
Even, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, how much the industry has changed. Even just how, you know, the systems that are in new homes now versus 10, 15 years ago. The level of technology in houses, the level of technology in our business, the onus that's placed on our members and the important role that they play in the transaction, it continues to get more complex every year. And that's not going to change going forward. It's going to get even more complex.
You know, as a saying in life, when you stop learning, you stop living.
Absolutely.
And I think that's you know, no different for us at the Newfoundland Labrador Association of Realtors. And I applaud you and the entire board of directors, of course, and all the staff for encouraging realtors to get out there and continue their education. And let's just talk a little bit about the role that the Newfoundland Labrador Association of Realtors play in public protection.
Certainly, as a member of the Canadian Real Estate Association, a member of ours, all of our members commit to live by a rigid code of ethics that requires commitment to honesty, integrity, professionalism, civility, a number of buzzwords that are more than just buzzwords. They're how our members live and breathe every day. In that, duty to your client, duty to your customer, duty to the public is central in everything that we do.
The fiduciary duty that realtors have every day in how they conduct their business, and that duty of care
absolutely
that we need to bring to the table when we take someone by the hand and we take them out and we show them what will very well be, in 95% of the cases, the largest transaction of that person's lifetime.
That's right.
And for folks out there that want to just visit the website that the Newfoundland Labrador Association of Realtors have, You can visit that at nlar.ca, and you can review those code of ethics. They're all there. Transparency for people.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. There's a lot of useful information on our website for members of the public. Some information about how to become a realtor. If you're in the market, how to work with a realtor. Mm-hmm. Some background information on the transaction, some of the things that you need to think about in buying or selling property.
And, of course, the office is located there on Logie Bay Road. It's a great office.
28 Logie Bay Road used to be a Royal Bank branch many years ago. We've just done a complete renovation on the building.
Looks very nice, Bill.
It really looks like our professional office now.
Phone number there is 726-5110 anybody wants to reach out and get some information. But the website is the real big one, nlar.ca. For those folks that live away and probably not around to visit the new site at 28 Logie Bay Road, they can certainly visit the website and get details there.
Yep.
Terry Lynn, there's a big conference coming up. The Newfoundland Labrador Association of Realtors are having their big conference in Corner Brook.
Yes, they are, which is very exciting. And Team Burton has agreed to do a silver sponsorship with that particular event.
Awesome.
And we're really looking forward to that looking forward to bringing some of our team over there.
We're really pleased to get that news this morning.
It's a fun time when we get together with our colleagues and learn new things and listen to motivational, inspiring speakers that are going to be coming in on education too. That's going to be happening in Corner Brook, I believe, is September 21st and 22nd?
It is September 21st, 22nd in Corner Brook at the Glen Mill Inn.
That's going to be a fabulous time of year to be on the west coast of Newfoundland.
And we were talking to Carrie a moment ago and Roger and Aiden and all the fine folks here at VOCM. We're going to do our best to bring the show over to the west coast on the 21st, 22nd of September and probably chat with some of our colleagues.
Live from the Glen Mill.
Yeah,
sounds
there you go.
Great.
Yeah, we'll have a bit of fun.
Look forward
there
to that.
A lot of great things going on with the Newfoundland Labrador Association of Realtors, folks, and you need to visit their website and just see the professional role that we play. And there's some 600 of us in Newfoundland Labrador, right?
There's almost 700, including brokers and salespeople. Yeah.
Imagine, almost 700 people. Yep. When me and you were in the business 30 years ago, what, it was about 250 people?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a small group.
But we were only doing probably 1,600 sales a year. Now we're up almost 4,000.
Yeah, a little over 4,200 last year.
4,200. There you go. Yeah, so a lot of activity going on. I applaud you, Bill, and all the great things that you're doing as the Chief Executive Officer at the Newfoundland Labrador Association of Realtors. Great having you in today. Look forward to having you again soon.
Great to be here. Look forward to coming back.
And we're going to take a break here on The Real Estate Show at 590 VOCM.
The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton of RE/MAX Infinity Inc. will return in a moment on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network. This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show at 590 VOCM. That was a great segment, Terry Lynn, with Bill.
It was indeed very inspiring to hear Bill's comments.
Yeah, Bill Sterling, the CEO of the Newfoundland Labrador Association of Realtors. We get Bill back in again soon?
Yes, absolutely we will. Great guy, doing great things at the board.
Great association. Nicole, what's happening? You got something going on. All the mortgage brokers in Newfoundland Labrador are getting together and doing something special soon.
Yes, you know what? We have a great event coming up this Saturday on June 10th, and it's called Brokering Wishes with Shani Ganook.
Oh.
So it's a 3-course meal with Shani Ganook as our entertainment, and all proceeds are going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation so we can grant a wish for a child in Newfoundland.
How cool is that? That's awesome. Anybody wants tickets to go to that, they can reach out to you at 763-3124?
They sure can.
Okay, cool. Well, that's great. I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. And hopefully it's going to be a great turnout. There's going to be 300 plus people there, and we hope some of our listeners are there as well.
Okay, good. So if anyone wants further information on that particular event with Nicole, doing great things in the community, all the mortgage brokers that are getting together doing wonderful things, 763-3124, reach out to Nicole. She'll give you more information.
I sure will.
And now I want to reach over to Little Miss Realtor. Little Miss Realtor, how are things going?
Oh, goodness, they're great.
Yeah,
how about you?
You know what, Sherry? Things are wonderful at RE/MAX Infinity, and it's so great to have you in.
Oh,
your lovely smile, you're so enthusiastic, you're so resourceful. And you know what? You talk about building relationships, Terry Lynn. Sherry is an amazing person when it comes to building relationships.
She is a master at relationship building, no question.
Well, thanks, guys.
Everybody, listen, all of the testimonials you'll see at the RE/MAX Infinity NL.ca talk about you, a lot of them about, you know, all the great things that you do when you take people out by the hand and you show them home. We talked a moment ago about what it means to represent people and the duty of care. You are an expert at that.
I love it. It's my favorite thing about my job, I think, is taking care of people. I'm a real people pleaser, and so it makes me so happy to give somebody a truly satisfactory experience and exceed their expectations even.
Yeah. You know what? You're the real thing. Absolutely. 771-8583. For anybody out there that wants information on the current real estate market and or looking at probably selling your home and getting some, you know, idea on its current value. Listen, you got some great properties out there too. Let's talk a little bit about these properties you have.
It's so hard to name just one or two, so I'm going to go with four.
Okay, let's.
I'm going to get them out there.
Okay, I'm
51
excited.
51 Cypress Street, Jim. It is the prettiest house I've ever been in. 6299, located in Southlands.
It is exceptional. I was with you last week. We went and we looked at it.
Goodness.
Oh my golly, it's amazing.
That house is beautiful. It even has a heated floor in the laundry room. Do you know how that would make my dreams come true if that was my house?
Golly. Yeah, goodness. That's pretty. That is pretty cool. I think I would find that really handy because I do a lot of laundry.
And
I do a lot of laundry. Why are you guys shaking your head? I do a lot of laundry.
I don't know about that.
I don't think Dara would agree with that either. No,
I don't think so. The walk-in closet
really?
In every bedroom.
Okay. Walk-in closet every bedroom?
Every single bedroom.
Oh, my golly.
It's
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving right along, we have 29 Borden Street. I just reduced the price on that beautiful little East End home to $289.9. Sure, we're soon going to be giving it away. It is a beautiful lot, beautiful home, all the renovations done, perfect for the first-time home buyer.
$289.9?
Yes.
Oh my golly, it's an amazing price. You need to reach out to Little Miss Realtor, 771-8583. And there's two more, too,
yes.
Right?
There's two more. 26 Keith Drive. That's the best price house in my portfolio right now at $250,000.
Wow. 26 Keith Drive, $250,000.
Fully developed, up and down, with drive-through access to the backyard and a wired shed.
So you got, you know what? If you got a camper or a boat, you can park it right in the backyard.
It's perfect. It's even got two driveways.
And it's a great location.
It is. Absolutely.
$250,000.
Yes. And my gem that I'm talking about this week is 18 Haystack Avenue in Arnold's Cove. What comes to mind when I say Arnold's Cove?
West White Rose.
Absolutely.
West White Rose, $2.2 billion.
Yes, absolutely. And if people don't jump on the price of $209.9 for this house right now, I'm going to bump it up to $222,000 if they soon don't come.
Now, at our sales meeting, last week, you brought up the fact that this has a rental income of how much?
$3,500 a month. Actually, $36.
$36? It's gone up?
Yeah.
It's gone up $100 bucks already.
New tenants.
Oh, wow. Okay, so $3,600 a month rental income.
Absolutely.
And the asking price is $209,000.
$209,000. It is the prime time to get in on this property right now with an announcement that they've just had this past, you know, last week.
Well, so that's going to be in construction right up until, I think, 2022.
Absolutely.
So there's going to be a lot of disposable income in that area, Tierlin. That's a great price.
It's a great price. And whoever purchased this house, they're going to make money on it every month. They're going to have enough to pay their mortgage. Plus, they're going to have more money left over.
Yeah. And it's a nice house. It's on a big, beautiful lot. Plenty of room to build that big detached garage if you want to. It has an ocean view.
And you're going to do an open house there.
I am on June 11th,
this
coming
Sunday.
Weekend.
This coming Sunday, you're going to be there at 18 Haystack. $209,000.
Yes.
$3,600 a month.
Yes. And at the open house, for anybody who comes to my open house on 18 Haystack Avenue in Arnold's Cove this coming Sunday, everybody will be entered to win a $100 Costco gift card.
Oh my golly, win-win.
Win-win. Come on in, see the house for yourself, potentially fall in love and make an offer, and you could come out of it with a little gift card to use at Costco.
Okay, listen, Little Miss Realtor.
Yes.
771-8583 is your phone number.
Yes.
If people want to get more details on Haystack, Keith Drive, on Burden Street, and Cypress. They can call you at 771-8583.
They absolutely can.
And you can give them all the details.
I sure will.
You're amazing.
You're
amazing.
You.
Tierlin, she's amazing.
She is amazing.
771-8583. Folks, you need to reach out to Sherry, and she'll give you more details, a.k.a. Little Miss Realtor, a wonderful person doing great things. By the way, if you're listening in the Big Land and you're moving down to the St. John's area, you need to reach out to Little Miss Realtor. She hails from Red Bay, Labrador.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're like me. We both come from Labrador.
Labrador people. Good Labrador people.
Great Labrador people. Great Labrador people doing good things in the province of Newfoundland, Labrador. 771-8583. We got to take a break on The Real Estate Show. We'll be right back at 590 VOCM.
The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton will be right back. This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show at 590 VOCM. Tierlin, it's been a great show today.
Full of energy here today, Jim.
Absolutely.
Glad your coffee's decaf.
My coffee is decaf, but I'm eating healthy chocolate. And what do you think of these beautiful anniversary muffins?
I think Dara is an amazing woman. She is an angel, Jim. Absolute angel.
She must be.
She is.
Because she made these muffins? I agree. She was an angel.
No, not because of the muffins. 15 years, Jim.
Yes, 15 years. She's been making muffins. That's, you know, she's been doing great.
Happy anniversary to you and Dara.
Thank you.
Today.
Yeah, it's been 15 years together. And you're right. She has a big medal for putting up with me for 15 years.
You're a beautiful couple.
You know what? Thank you. She's an amazing person. I feel very blessed and privileged to be part of her life. We complement each other very well. She completes me. How's that?
Yes, I think that's very
well
said.
And I'll tell you something else. She had me at hello.
I can't blame you. She's absolutely beautiful.
She is. She's a wonderful woman. Hey, did you know today is World Environment Day? Today is the day that the United Nations use for encouraging people worldwide on the awareness and action for the protection of our environment.
Very interesting.
It is. And you know something? That's something that I take very seriously. There's a big piece in my heart about the environment. We like to think that we're great stewards of the environment. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking particularly about Igloo Lake Lodge.
Yes.
At night, we make sure that we turn off the diesel generator, you know, a little later in the night. And we don't start it up till the next morning. So we conserve fuel. We do a lot of paperless transactions. And we fly all our recyclables out of the lodge mm-hmm. and our garbage. It's very important that we're very clean. We encourage our guests to reuse their towels and... And then, of course, we're catch and release.
Your catch and release. That's the big one I was just thinking about. We inherited this environment from our forefathers, and we're borrowing it from our children.
So happy World Environment Day, Terry Lynn.
Thank you. Same to you.
You know, the big exciting thing right now is the West White Rose project that's coming up. I mean, $2.2 billion to our economy, a capital works project that started. Construction is going to be going on until 2022.
Yes.
Very positive news for our economy. But you know what's really important here to realize the importance of this announcement? Is that this is the first announcement in our country, let alone Newfoundland and Labrador, in our country for a couple of years on a project of this magnitude, you know, a $1 billion capital works project, huge, happening on the doorstep of the city of St. John's. This is very encouraging news, and I think we're on to some bigger and better things when it comes to real estate values in the province of Newfoundland and Labrador.
I think so, too. I certainly can foresee those values starting to increase as the months and years go by.
We certainly can. And I think that's a good point you're making. There's still some great inventory out there right now, folks.
There are,
So if you want to reach out to your realtor and start looking, I mean, you know, Nicole was talking about the interest rates, 2.44 for five-year money. A lot of great things going on. And it's important to understand that real estate in Newfoundland and Labrador is a safe haven to park your money. And talking about exceptional values and great product, we've got Doug Cowan on the line. Doug, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, Jim. Go ahead for Newfoundland's next top realtor.
Yes, Newfoundland's next top realtor is Doug Cowan, and you're coming to us live from Dunn's Hill Estates in beautiful Conception Bay South. Tell me about what's happening at Dunn's Hill Estates with Weir's Construction, Doug.
Jim, I'm busy as a bee here today. The buyers are out in full force. I'm working on a sale this week for 318 Dunn's Hill Road.
Good for you. We've got some finished product up there, so if someone's looking right now in the marketplace and they want to find a beautiful home on a big lot with a great view of Conception Bay, you've got that there, Doug.
That's right, Jim. We've got two homes left here now on monster-sized lots. Our landscaping is done now, Jim, and it looks amazing. All our lot boundaries are clearly marked so the buyers can see exactly what they're getting. A beautiful home on a huge lot with the ocean and mountain views.
749-4949 is Doug's number, folks, if you want to reach out to him. He's got some product up there that's finished, and we've got, I think, close to 20 lots going into the next phase. So if you want to reserve a lot, you need to get up there and talk to Doug, and he'll help you with your plans that you may have. And if you want to look at our plans, you can do that at infinitynl.ca, right, Doug?
You betcha, Jim. We've got a wide variety of house plans for phase one as well. Bungalows for people looking to downsize. We've got stylish three-bedroom homes and four designs for elegant four-bedroom homes here. Walkout basements available too, Jim.
A lot of great things going on at Dunn's Hill Estates, Doug. 749-4949 is your number. Encourage people to go up and have a look. You're there every day, 2 to 4, right?
You betcha, Jim, and I want to say happy anniversary to you and Dara.
Yeah, you're very kind, Doug. Thank you so much for that. You're very kind. Thank you for all you're doing and the energy you're putting into Dunn's Hill Estates and, of course, representing Weir's Construction. Folks, reach out to Doug and get some more details on that beautiful subdivision, 749-4949.
Thank you so much, Jim. Have a wonderful day.
Take care, Doug. So, Terry Lynn, we're coming into the close of the show. It's been a great morning. Great afternoon, actually, too.
Yeah, it has been. It's been a great Monday. And we also have to congratulate and welcome Miss Sharon Brennan.
Oh, Sharon. Okay, yeah, she's all licensed up and ready to go.
She is, absolutely. Wow. So she's the newest member of RE/MAX Infinity. She's just got her license late last week. So we welcome her to the group.
Sharon Brennan. Wow. Welcome to RE/MAX Infinity. Such a lovely lady, Sharon. You know,
she is, yeah.
Such very smart. And of course, she's going to be doing wonderful things in the world of real estate as we go forward at RE/MAX Infinity.
She is indeed. And I'm sure we'll have her in on radio in due time. And but look for her welcome announcements. They'll all be out soon through Facebook and other social media avenues.
Yeah, we'll get Sharon and Natalie in and we'll talk about some of that product that ProTech Homes has in and around the St. John's area for sure. Well, we've had a great show today. A lot of great things happening in real estate, folks. Remember to call your realtor and get out there and look at some homes. There's some great values out there right now in and around the St. John's area. And not to forget my 2 for 2. If you're looking at some real estate advice, reach out to me, Jim Burton, 682-8663. And I'll get back to you within 2 hours if you get my voicemail. And my commitment is, if I don't, I'll throw $200 to the charity of your choice. So that's it. That completes today's show. We'll see you next week right here on The Real Estate Show at 590 VOCM.
The proceeding was a paid program on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
If you have a question or comment about real estate, contact The Real Estate Show by email at onair@vocm.com or tweet at Jim Burton NL. This has been The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.